too. I thought he was just being clever. False start. Called on the doll off.
We're actually going now.
5 yard penalty. Repeat the podcast. How do I sound, yeah. Andy? Do I sound good?
It's like the herdsman.
Ha! Ha! Yeah!
So, if the herdsman is someone who dated fat women?
Yes.
What would someone who dated mustached women be nicknamed?
The furrier.
Is it like Fuhrer?
The Selickite.
I don't know what that is.
Tom Selleck.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, what was it that Barney says in How I Met Your Mother? She has facial feely. He gets Ted to try to grow a mustache to impress Stella. And he talks about how she can only be attracted to men with a mustache. I'm going to find this right now. To the internet. And that's actually the second result when you say only attracted to in my Google. Only attracted to mustaches.
How about the beardsman?
The beardsman. But it's just a mustache.
The mustache. Muskoxman.
Muskox? I think you're being attracted to a whole other thing.
So, Andy, how you doing?
Rob, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are we not just going to listen to the fish tape?
Folliculophilia. A woman who is only attracted to men with a mustache.
Okay.
Deb Schild.
Is she a mustache aficionado?
Rex has a killer mustache.
Literally, it's murdered 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
The mustache has blood on its singular locks. How would a mustache kill a man? Do you think it'd be up close and personal? Like it would?
I think it'd be just a lot of scratching.
A slow, painful, grating death.
A lot of surface bleeding.
I was thinking more like Cthulhu tentacle monster, like choke you.
Oh. Well, that's embarrassing.
Andy, I think if a mustache had to kill you, it'd probably be long range.
Why is that?
Like mustache sniper style. I
can't hear anymore. You can't hear anything?
Uh-oh, technical difficulties.
You'll hear it later when we release this podcast. I'm just joking. You heard that.
Welcome.
Well, I can hear you speaking.
Welcome back again, everyone, to Big Mustache Thursday. This is episode number something, and we're happy to hear that you're listening to us. Sitting in Casa de Rob.
And Courtney.
The Robney. Not Romney, Robney. I'm going to get you guys bumper stickers.
Robney 2012?
Nah, it's going to be Robney 2013. That's when you're getting married.
Oh, that's right. To each other.
Yeah. Thankfully, that worked out.
Finally.
Didn't see that one coming.
I did.
No, when are you and your woman hitching?
Yeah, Andy. When are you getting married to Taco?
Figure about 20 years or so.
Hey, look, a spot. Let's put Andy on it.
Andy, did you just say 20 years?
Yeah.
But why would you wait 20 years to get married? You'd be like 80.
I know, perfect. Courtney, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Griswold was over there doing something.
The dog is around.
He got into it.
The official dog of Big Mustache Thursday.
It got chewed through.
He did work on that, didn't he?
Get out of here, Gris.
Is
Gris still down there?
Man.
Let me take him away.
Ah, dog.
I'm sorry, Andy.
No, it's okay. I think I can
tape it.
Cut it. Yeah, I can probably cut it and resolder it.
Yeah.
Andy likes doing handsy things.
Sorry about that.
I fixed my...
That's why we call you Handsy Ansy.
I've never heard you call me that before right now.
Well, not to your face.
Yes. Only on online blogs.
Everybody else can hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear about that entire school out in California?
An entire school got
arrested? They basically had to gut an entire school because the teachers were doing bad things and distributing media they shouldn't.
Great.
Yeah.
All of the teachers?
Like, just a... Yeah, a ton of them.
just like a... Yeah.
A small percentage. No, not a pretty good amount.
I can't believe he chewed through the wire. What a jerk.
Panda jerk.
He's like, that's what you get for breaking my chair, Andy.
I'm sorry, Grizz.
He got you good.
Man, what a dog. He's got those big teeth now. He can just gnaw through.
Yeah. Nom, they're nom. Giant. What is that noise?
It's the hedgehog. Oh.
It's the hedgehog.
So, mustaches.
Well, I'm on pinewoodderby.org for our fantasy league.
Back again, huh?
Yep. I'm filling out the payment information on 6 Pinewood Derby racers.
Look at you, Rob.
I'm having trouble with the website.
Is it an official Boy Scout website?
I believe so. It asked for my birthday. It felt a little weird.
We went to Lowe's today looking for Pinewood Derby blanks, and we felt kind of embarrassed being 3 grown men wandering through a hardwood store looking for
Excuse me, sir.
I don't know where people in Geneva get their Pinewood Derby racers. But
you get them from the officially sanctioned Boy Scout.
They just order like a whole bonanza and give them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figures.
That's what pinewoodderby.com tells me.
Well.
Because you can only use the regulation wheels.
We're too old to just walk up to a Cub Scout meeting and get in line.
Says who? Let's find somebody we know that is like a troop leader.
Excuse me. I signed up.
I'm a Weeblos. I was a Boy Scout for 1.5 years once.
Yeah, I did it for a little while.
I didn't.
Really? You were never a Boy Scout? That's amazing.
Sound a little sarcastic to me, Mark.
Really? Sarcastic? Me? No.
No? Oh, I must have been mistaken then.
Yeah. I got one over on Andy. Now the dog is back. Hello, Grizz. He's got his head off. Now Courtney's breaking things.
No. My wallet fell out of my back pocket.
That was your wallet?
That was sounded,
cool. Sounded like a book.
Jeez. It's loaded with money.
I went to I stopped at a gas station on the way here and bought washer fluid. And I
got fluid.
And I paid for it, and the cashier guy was like, oh, that's really cool. I thought it was a cell phone. Fluid. I thought you were putting your money back in your cell phone.
Boom. Chick boom, got but I washer wasn't. Fluid. Boom, chick boom.
So we do have a list of conversation topics
that
we
finally
talked about before the podcast.
Don't let Andy see the list.
No, Andy can't see the list.
Chris.
It's better if he's surprised at the topics. At the top of the list, when we were going through our air quote production meeting, the first topic.
Mark actually did air quotes when he said air quotes.
The first topic. You are getting dangerously close to chewing on wires, dog.
He's got the hedgehog.
I know, I'm just afraid he's going to get a wire in his mouth. Courtney spoke up first and wants to talk about unicorns.
Okay.
Rob, do you have any opinions on unicorns?
Yes, they guard my hopes and dreams.
That's the best opinion I can possibly think of. Courtney gets the mic.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on unicorns?
They're lovely. I would like to pet one and ride one.
There you have it, folks.
Breaking news. Girl wants to ride a unicorn.
It's like a horse with a sword on its head.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's was all about unicorns, and his guy named Rob. Not you, Rob.
Not me.
And I think it was that Rob.
Well, he
Chris just popped out from under the table.
Yeah, he preferred to call unicorns, and you might want to bleep part of this, he called them ponies.
People are going to think I said ponies or ponies.
Now you gotta believe those two things too. So, what was the worst part about the podcast? Well, they swore a lot when they talked about unicorns.
I believe that happened the last podcast. I'm terrified.
And really, without context, is freaking scary. Courtney, are you satisfied with our talk about unicorns?
I am. You can move on.
Okay. Check that off.
How do I make it go?
You squeeze it. You press the sewn-on piece that says press here.
Oh, there it is.
I'm submitting my order for 6 Pinewood Derby racer blocks.
How much do I owe you?
$33.16
For each?
Weren't they $3 or something?
No, that's for all of them. You said you're going to pay.
Oh, yeah, you're buying this year, aren't you? Next second year, place buys the equipment.
The runner-up.
Has to buy the equipment.
Actually, next year it should be last place, but Scott would never agree to buy anything.
No.
Me. It was a fluke that he beat you.
I can't believe that I went from first to worst, man. That
I went from worst to second.
Our order has been received. I got a confirmation number. It's on our way.
Awesome. So if you know of anyone that has a Pinewood Derby track that we can use.
Yes.
What are they made of?
It's just a
Pinewood.
I thought that. Okay.
The Derby cars are made of Pinewood.
Oh, the track. What is the track made of? I thought it was pretty self-explanatory.
What's the track made out of, Mark?
I believe plastic.
I think any wood. I think we used a wood track.
Yeah, you might have used wood when I've seen that.
Interesting.
It's just a straightaway.
You need to have the regulation height, weight.
How long is the track?
That's what she said.
But seriously, though, how long is the track?
I don't know. We'll look it up.
I didn't measure when I was 10 years old. Yeah. Really.
I was more...
I would have.
Yeah, I know. That's why you weren't a Boy Scout, nerd.
Go play with your Lego Technics.
I loved those.
And he's looking it up right now on his iPad.
It's nerd. Not mine.
You stole it?
Yeah.
From a homeless man?
Yes.
He was the king of the homeless men. So he had an iPad.
Is a regular track the same as a practice track?
Yes.
Wait, you going to build a practice track?
No, he's going to buy one for $17,000.
It's $18.95.
Just buy it and return it.
Most official Pinewood Derby tracks used in races are between 32 and 45 feet long.
Nice.
You can use 16 to 22 track sections to recreate one lane of official track in this kit you can buy.
Should do it in your backyard, Rob.
Yeah, I got a good hill.
Yeah.
We could just build our own and shape it to the hill.
There you go.
Just lay it down.
And then put a slip and slide next to it. We can race our cars.
Whatever the lowest... that one. Whatever the lowest total between your slip and slide run and your Pinewood Derby car... Run.
Go!
And you're trying to slow yourself down.
No! Penguin slide that stuff up. I'm getting too old for this stuff.
I'm gonna order us all neckerchiefs and neckerchief slides also.
It's all about the neckerchief slides.
I'm so excited.
Do you know what a neckerchief slide is, Andy?
Is it a Boy Scout related?
Yeah, it's the little clasp. It's the little tassels that it holds the neckerchief together.
Not really going to order that.
Well, I will.
All right. They're $3.99. They're as much as the cars cost.
Wow.
For the slide piece, not for the neckerchief.
Neckerchief.
For a bear neckerchief, it's $5.99.
Bears. The bears.
Ooh, you can buy plastic bear googly eyes for your car.
Oh, you can put anything you want on it, son, unless as long as it weighs 5 ounces.
Can I get a axle polishing kit?
Yes. You might want to be careful about Googling that term, though.
Well, I'm on the ABC Pinewood Car website. What was that, Mark?
It's just taking you forever to... What did you play?
It didn't make any noise.
No.
Oh. It's not going to be funny anymore.
No, it won't.
You giggled, admit it.
I did. The setup is ridiculous, and the best part is that half of it doesn't work. The dog is chewing through part of it. iPad's silenced.
Yeah, I turned the sound off during the Big Mustache Thursday song.
It's good we have a song.
You had me at Meat Tornado.
So we spent about 20 minutes before the podcast looking for soundboards, specifically a Parks and Recreation soundboard, and the dog is in my crotch again.
Grab his hedgehog and throw it.
But then he's just going to come back to my crotch and have the hedgehog throw it.
Oh my god.
So yeah, and we agree because we've discussed previously on the show that Ron Swanson is one of the best characters ever. We're about halfway through the television season. Do you guys have any new favorite shows you've watched?
New favorite shows?
Yeah. And they could be shows that are old, but you just haven't watched them before.
New Girl is a pretty good show.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I do.
That's with the Dachshund, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rob, you got one?
Yeah, I like the show Homeland.
That's on
Showtime.
Showtime.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you seen New Girl?
Nope.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, sure.
You
sure.
Watch, was it Two Broke Girls?
No. Nope. Have you seen
it's
that?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of talent.
Isn't it wicked popular, though?
Yeah. And it's, well, it has like the best time slot ever. It's after How I Met Your Mother and before Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, like, I want to like the girl that's in it.
But well, you do like the girl that's in
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why
she hadn't yet. She had me a thorn.
Brought up the show.
No, I'm just saying because everybody says it's a good show and it's really popular, but I just can't stand it.
So. There's only one show I look forward to on Thursday nights now.
What's that?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah. The Office is used to be horrible. The Office.
Yeah, The Office has gone downhill, man.
I used to watch rough. A little bit of 30 Rock. What else was on Thursday nights? Well, Community.
They, yeah, they took which Community they canceled. Off. Did they cancel officially now? I thought there was back on.
Or maybe it's... Is it back on?
I thought it was. I saw Joel McHale making noise about things.
By the way, Mark just moved his microphone with his face. So did Rob. I feel left out.
Now I can't move it back, though. It's far away.
Just...
I look forward to the league on Thursdays.
No, yeah. Grab the...
Oh, bite it? I have to bite it?
That's disgusting.
I peed on it.
That was me.
He's angry too.
That's because actually the dog peed on it.
Hit his cough button.
put a bark button on your dog.
Come on. Don't bite me.
Sorry.
I haven't watched much of the league this season.
Neither have I. I haven't seen any of this season.
It's hilarious. I have it in my DVR. We could watch all of it right now. I'd watch it 6, 7, 8 times.
6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 20 yeah. times.
20 times. I've seen a few of the episodes online.
My favorite character is Rafi, the brother-in-law.
Yeah,
Rexy!
He's terrible. And how's tall guy doing?
I'm going to stab you right now in real life with a knife.
Where's your pee corner?
Bum-bum man. You quit monk for your bum-bum.
Under things.
Crawdad man!
Was it an Asian?
Asian Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
Whoa, Dipo Dandy! That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Ruxin.
I enjoy him. I tried to watch his stand up special. It was just kind of hard because the way it's set up.
Nick Kroll.
Also on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, him and Rafi. Yeah. Rafi is the scent guy.
That was a couple weeks ago.
And the guy who plays Andre is the Kaboom.
He Park is the guy. Kaboom guy.
A lot of crossover.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I do. I recognize people and then tell you what else they've been in.
So you're literally a human IMDb.
Sometimes.
Give me the trivia on
I don't know the
Punisher starring Thomas Jane.
Courtney and I will go see a movie, though, and she'll like, lean in and go, I think that guy is on True Blood. No, he's not on True Blood.
How do you know if this guy's in True Blood? I ask Rob.
Griswold.
Chris wants to talk about True Blood.
I think Mark spilled pizza grease on his shirt or something.
I might have.
I don't see it.
Got fluid.
It's under the other shirt. I rubbed it on my skin, Andy. Is that what you want me to tell?
You rubbed your pizza on your skin?
I rubbed your pizza on my skin. Oh, no. That's her peeing on my mic stand. And we're back.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
I didn't do
it. Our podcast just doll-offed. For those of you who do not know the definition of that word, that's when you basically black out of a conversation and don't know what's going on and then get back into it after a small pause. Right, doll-off?
Were you talking to me? To me?
We had a Griswold-related incident, but we're back now, and nothing's on fire anymore.
Yeah. We were talking about movies and how you rubbed your pizza, or excuse me, and pizza.
Well, we were discussing people that are starring in different things and when you see them in different venues. And I'm excited for you guys. I'm looking at events coming up in Syracuse. You guys are coming to go see one of our favorite stand-up comedians who's also in Parks and Rec.
Aziz Ansari.
Aziz!
Does he ever say that, or does anyone with like ever say
that? 8 Z's.
Food rake. Entertainment 720. So when is that? That's what, next month?
April 13th. Friday the 13th.
You guys excited?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It should be cool. We got seats on the side in the front row. So we're not on the floor.
Cool.
I figured we'd get seats close on the side instead of far back on the floor.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah. That's actually where I saw, that's where I got tickets last time I was at the Landmark.
What'd you see? Landmark.
I saw Phineas and Ferb on stage.
Live. I'm
How
jealous. I'm not jealous.
It's like Aziz's bit about going to see Walking with Dinosaurs. Being the only grown man with a full beard.
I sat down and immediately, like within split seconds, a small girl, a couple seats down, leans over and waves and says, "Hey, Wild Mark."
Yes.
How many Amber Alerts were going off when you entered the building?
A lot of security inching their way over to me that day. I wasn't alone. I went with my friend Jordan.
Talking under their sleeves.
We might get a runner.
Yeah, but the big burlap sack you brought in didn't make anybody feel at home.
How much for your little girls? The women. How much for the women?
I wonder if it'll just be Aziz on stage or if they'll be like jumbotrons like they do in the fancy places.
He might have a stage set up.
Well, I assumed he'd be on the stage.
No, I mean like they might put stuff on the stage for him.
Oh, okay. So that's where my high school graduation was.
Aw, aren't you happy?
Hey, yours too, Rob.
Not mine.
Oh.
Yeah, that sucked.
It was long.
Yeah. Somebody threw glitter on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Glitter.
I was...
Someone behind me.
Why did you get glitter thrown at you?
They were throwing glitter around. Some got on me. I didn't like it.
I remember we were singing the... we were singing the alma mater during graduation. Were we? Yeah. And I was singing it hilariously bad on purpose because my... there was a row of teachers in front of us, and they just thought it was hilarious.
Nice. Good for you.
And so did my sister, because she was standing next to me, which makes sense.
Your twin sister?
Yeah.
No, his other sister.
Oh, okay.
You're not talking into the microphone again.
I just moved it.
But you're talking into...
Andy, I don't care.
No, you're just not going to sound good.
I never sound good. See? It's going to make that awkward sound again. Is that more to your liking, Mr. Mike Dictator?
Well, we're going to segue into something, weren't we?
I was going to be talking about stage shows. Stuff like that. So that was just the next brief thing that I marked.
What's the best live show or concert you've ever seen?
He went where I wanted him to go. I think my favorite single performance, so I can't count like festivals.
Like festivals and stuff, yeah.
I'm going to go with a band named Cowboy Mouth at the House of Blues in New Orleans. Mardi Gras 2008.
Cowboy Mouth.
Great, okay. New Orleans rock band. The lead singer is the drummer. which is interesting.
Like the Eagles.
Like Dave Grohl.
Like Dave Grohl. Except Dave Grohl really doesn't play drums anymore.
No.
He was funny at the Grammys.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
they played him off. He came out and like got his Grammy and said how music should be about music, and you know, basically said heck with all this mass produced, overproduced stuff. And they played him off with LMFAO.
Oh no. LMFAO is terrible.
It really is. But yeah, Cowboy Mouth, that's great. The atmosphere is fantastic. I bought the lead singer a drink.
Was it at a big place, a little place?
House of Blues, it was pretty big. I mean, small venue, but not like a dinky little club.
Nice.
Rob, favorite stage show? Performance?
You know, Weird Al Yankovic puts a pretty good show on.
That's what I've heard. I'm jealous.
It's pretty nice. Great Big Sea was good as well.
Yeah, they were
nice,
really good.
Small venue. That was nice. I'm not a big concert guy. I don't dance around. I just like to listen to the music.
I don't dance either. I just stand and listen.
But I liked it. I like going to see it live. I just don't like
being in a pit.
Skanking out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Billy Joel was really good live.
I would love to see him. I don't know why I missed that, the two times he was in Syracuse. Yeah.
I've seen him twice, actually.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude. Andy, what's your favorite?
Well, I think you guys know this answer. I've seen Ben Folds live 4 times.
Man crush!
I like his music. I like piano. And I saw him last year in Buffalo, and that was the best time I've seen him.
Where was he playing in Buffalo? Was he at the Illinois Arena?
He was at the Town Ballroom.
Town Ball, yeah, that's a good venue.
And he was with a full band. That was the only time I had seen him with a full band, and it was awesome. I liked it.
How many songs did you cry during?
11.
Did your girlfriend hold your hand, pat your head when you cried?
No.
11 of the 11 songs?
Yeah. Full set of crying. I didn't cry.
That's what Andy refers to as a full band. It's him just wailing and tears pouring down his face.
Oh, dog's by the... I think next time we'll put Andy farthest from the dog.
Yeah. Yes. Is there a room upstairs we can record?
Yeah.
So maybe next time we'll do that.
There's like 3 of them. In an attic that
we'll
I
go to Andy's
out.
Room, the attic.
When it's warmer, I could definitely do it in there. I don't know if there's any power up there, though, to run extension cords.
I threw it so we could get away from me, and it came right back.
Well, that's what kind of, like, I like shows like comedians, because you're not expected to dance. It's all about sitting and watch, you know, it's the experience. Comes.
I'm excited to see Aziz.
More passive.
Yeah.
I've never really been to a comedy show or club before.
They're all right.
Actually, I haven't.
I like them.
They're fun. Went and saw Whoopi Goldberg once. Oh crap.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you went and saw Whoopi Goldberg?
She did stand up at Buffalo during their family weekend, and I went up with Emily and her parents and her brother. You're going to say something, Mark.
Out of all the things you possibly could have said, I saw Whoopi Goldberg once is very, very, very low down the list of what I thought you'd say.
Well, it happened. And there's no changing that.
Right.
I bet she's funny.
No, I think
she's pretty vulgar.
Yeah, that's
what
they do.
That was her shtick. Before she got on The View.
Yeah.
And now I bet you her stand-up is even more vulgar because she has to be so PG-rated on The View.
Yeah.
The View.
What's next? The View.
The View. Actually, that was what was next. I was going to talk about who do you think the best host of The View is?
None.
Yes. Moving on. I figured we could talk about basketball for a little bit. Rob and I actually started during the technical difficulties, and NBA is heading towards All Star break, and Orlando. Rob's likes Orlando.
I don't know if I'm going to like Orlando anymore.
No.
I don't like, when I was a little kid, I got burned by Shaq.
No, like new Dwight Superman Howard's is going to burn go. You.
So maybe I'll start liking the local team. They've, you know, bringing Carmelo in. And
then Linsanity.
Yeah, how can you not like that
Everybody
kid?
That makes anything about the media has to talk about Jeremy Lin.
Do you think Linsanity will continue?
No.
Beyond the first 7 games?
No. I think you can pencil him in games. For 15-6, starting point guard for the Knicks. His ball handling is terrible. He had like 9 turnovers the other night.
wasn't it like 8 in the first half or something?
Yeah. But that'll get better because that's just NBA intelligence.
He's a Harvard man.
Like Don Dolloff.
It's true.
Your dad went to Harvard?
Yeah.
Like,
and I went to OCC in Potsdam.
You went to Harvard on the Hill, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dad was a Harvard grad. Then he went to Newhouse.
Does he, like, go back for alumni things, or?
No, I don't think so.
They have a lot of tunnels under Harvard.
Do they?
Yeah. Like, they have bike garages and
I walked around boxes. Harvard with him a few years ago, and he explained to me that the statue wasn't actually a statue of John Harvard. And
yeah, I saw that, too.
That was in the Social Network.
The Social Network.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't just watch the Social Network?
I was in the Social
Jesse Network. Jesse Eisenberg is not your father.
Oh.
So right now, who do you think? I mean, I'm not a huge NBA fan, but I follow it.
I don't follow it enough to know or guess who would.
You're still a Boston fan? Are you just a Boston fan throughout?
No.
Who do you follow in the NBA?
I don't.
Okay.
Nor do I follow no allegiance NFL.
No, at all? Nothing?
Not really.
Not even a team with a logo you kind of like?
No.
I was going to make a poop joke about the Denver Nuggets, but I stopped.
You just kind of did it, though. I thought it was cool that when Carmelo went to the Knicks, though.
Yeah, that's one of the things pulling me towards the Knicks, yeah. Even though he's not doing that great. Plus, they got a guy named Fields.
The Knickerbockers.
Landry.
So I can buy a Fields jersey.
That's who Jeremy Lin's was sleeping on his couch.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite part of that entire story.
I didn't know that part.
Fields actually tweeted a picture of it. And that's awesome. This is the couch where Linsanity sleeps. I'm amazed at that simply because how are you an NBA player and sleeping on someone's couch?
When you get traded a lot.
Yeah.
Where did he...
Fighting the dog away from your cough button on the ground.
Oh.
He pulled it down there earlier.
Mark doesn't sound like he feels too weird. I'll push his cough button.
No. Where is my cough button?
It's the big box on your foot. There it is.
I don't know what it is. I'm looking for where it is.
It should be connected to your mic stand.
Now, who really cares about the NBA, right? Nobody.
No.
They're just millionaires getting rich.
I think a lot of people lost interest after the lockout.
College is more fun.
Yeah.
Especially because Syracuse is kicking butt and taking names.
It's fun to watch this year.
Yeah. Who do you think? What do you think? They got a good chance for a championship?
Depends on the road they get.
It's back in New Orleans again. They've had success getting to the Final Four in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think it's secretly because Jim Boeheim just likes Bourbon Street.
Just likes floppy hats.
It's like, I don't want to go to Indianapolis. Oh, it's in San Antonio this year? Screw that. Who wants to go to Detroit in March?
He huddles them around halfway through the second half. Guys, I do not want to go to San Antonio this year.
Just make it close.
Just help me out.
Guys, you win here, we get to the Final Four. I'm gonna take you all for drive-through daiquiris.
They have that?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. Drive-through daiquiris.
Sounds kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, it's really dangerous to drive in that city. Every other business, it seems, is a body auto body shop.
Collision. A body.
It's not that bad.
I'm not convinced that they're going to make the full run. Like, they look good. They're playing well. But the Big East is down. They have a couple big gaping holes in their game.
The rebounding is so weird.
Yeah.
But if their guards are active, if you got Trish in there pulling rebounds down, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, that article that you said on Facebook that you thought was interesting about the numbers,
yeah,
that was cool about how much the center means and how the center turns over more possessions than the guards do.
Sports Illustrated had a great breakdown of Syracuse's 2-3 zone that looked really in-depth statistically at who is involved in what plays and in doing what. Rob posted it on his face space.
Facebook.
Oh, space. Is that what we're calling it?
Tweet.
Tweet face?
Tweet face journal live. Remember live journal? Remember when that was a thing?
No.
It's So who do you think has it in them to make the run? Do you think they're going to have another Cinderella from a small conference? A little Murray State action?
Yeah, it's possible.
Wichita State shocking it up.
I think Kansas is a little underrated this year.
I think I hate how Kentucky's constantly rated.
And they just load up with freshmen.
And which means they have no experience, no depth. They have a ton of talent. I'm not saying that, but you're going to get to a game, and they constantly get to the games where they just can't win.
I was looking at Kentucky's schedule. It's not even that great, like compared to Syracuse. They haven't beaten anybody too fantastic.
And they play, Ohio State's a joke to me.
Yeah. And they play in a weaker conference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Duke is overrated?
I think Duke's definitely overrated. I think North Carolina's underrated. I think, who else is there? Baylor and Missouri, what?
Yeah.
Like, really? You expect me? I've watched games with them playing, and it just feels like, that's how I feel. I do that a lot.
I really feel like if you rank Baylor and Missouri that high, then, like, Louisville, Notre Dame should be right there, too.
Yeah. Notre Dame, what a story, man.
They're good. I don't know how they just cracked the top 25.
Haven't they won every game since they beat Syracuse?
I think they might have.
I think they might have. Did they lose? Didn't they lose two in a row before they beat Syracuse?
Yeah.
Let me find that.
Yeah, you're probably white.
Yeah, they lost to UConn and Rutgers and then beat Syracuse, and they have won every game since.
Hey, good for them.
Like 7-game winning streak.
And without, you know, like Abramidis went down. He was supposed to be their senior leader, and they weren't even playing great with him.
Yeah. And they're at Villanova tonight, Notre Dame is.
Poor Villanova. Yeah. You were good for a while. Ouch. I like to look at the breakdown of the points for the polls.
Beat Nova. A lot this year.
Nova loses. Well, Wisconsin's still in the top 15? When'd that happen? Do you have a preference, the AP poll or the coaches poll? Do you give one credence over the other?
I always look at the, I don't know, whichever one's on the left.
I like the one on the left.
I always look at the AP one first.
Whichever one ranks my team higher.
You like that one better?
That's the one I like better.
I wonder how big of a crowd Louisville's going to bring to the dome.
I think it's going to. It's
think it'll break it.
I think it'll break it. Saying goodbye to Scoop and Chris Joseph.
Yeah.
Top 25 team. Especially like imagine if Kentucky loses in the next couple games.
Right.
Syracuse will have a chance to end the season ranked number one.
Vanderbilt almost beat Kentucky. Syracuse is number one right now.
Yep.
Vanderbilt's, I don't know, one of those underrated teams, too, I think.
Did you see the...
They have a crazy arena. Have you ever seen...
Vanderbilt?
The people are below the court. Raised. Court. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
They do that for some of the NCAA tournament.
Well, because they set the court up in different ways.
Yeah.
Like when they did it at, they played at Ford Field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it outside?
No, it was inside.
Was it in a dome?
Yes.
But Vanderbilt also has the player benches... In the ends of the court,
they're not. Yeah, oh yeah, I noticed that too. That was so weird to me.
That's crazy.
It must be weird to coach from there.
Yeah,
like I just feel because you're so used to that. That's mm-hmm. just in your DNA. Like this is how you get onto a court.
Yeah,
you don't go to the dugouts and playing basketball.
That's Grizz.
See, Grizz doesn't want to play at Vanderbilt either.
Well, Kentucky plays ranked Mississippi State. On Tuesday.
Who would rank Mississippi State?
They might be able to. They kind of play like a grind out style of basketball. Yeah. Like, he's a decent coach, Mississippi State.
They play Vanderbilt again.
Yeah.
But at home. That's at home.
So. Yeah, they're not losing at home.
And the last game of their season is at currently number 12 Florida.
I think Michigan State is perfectly rated. Not over, not under. They've done good. And then you get to the middle teens of the polls, and it's like San Diego State, UNLV, Murray State, random places. Can you, Andy, right now, where is Murray State?
Oh, I looked it up once.
The Racers.
I don't know. Do you know where it is, Mark?
I do know where it is.
think it's in Ohio.
Go ahead, Andy. Look it up.
Click.
No. Tennessee. No. Ohio. No. Tennessee.
I wish
Tennessee.
It said on there.
It doesn't actually say where it is.
Kentucky. It's in Kentucky.
It's in Kentucky.
The racetrack.
That's horses. Probably why there's such big rivals with...
Nobody.
Coppin State.
Aren't they rivals with Kentucky?
Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Nobody.
Well, I think...
I will give you a dollar if you can tell me where St. Mary's College is.
Ooh, I want a dollar.
That's only for Andy.
Oh.
Rob, if you tell me, I'll give you the dollar.
Nope.
Andy, where's UNLV?
Is it in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really hoping.
University of Nebraska at why do I hear noises?
I don't know.
Any guesses where St. Mary's is?
St. Mary's? No.
Yes. No guesses at all?
Illinois.
Is it Washington?
Why is that funny? I could have said any state and you would have laughed at it.
It's in California.
Yeah. I felt like it was in the Pacific Northwest.
So,
is it there or is it in regular California?
Right. Was last year the first year San Diego State really had a standout year?
San Diego.
In a while, or have they always
been? In a
while,
yeah. It's in Moraga, California, which is, it looks like it's in, as Rob would say, regular California.
Andy, where is Missouri?
Is it in Wisconsin?
St. Mary's is located a little outside of Oakland.
Andy, where is Gonzaga?
Ooh, you got his attention on that one.
You should know that one. They've been good for a long time.
We should throw him like a curveball. Like, where's Loyola?
Where is Loyola?
There's like five of them.
Oh.
Where is Baylor?
Where's Gonzaga, Dina?
Gonzaga, is it on the East Coast? Is it in the Midwest? You're just going to be silent.
Look at Courtney,
you?
She's telling you.
Is it in the South? Is it on the West Coast?
We'll give you a hint. It plays in the West Coast Conference.
Is it?
It does, right?
A couple states that border the Pacific Ocean. Pick one.
She doesn't even have any, like, looking it up.
Washington?
She's on Pinterest right now.
Say British Columbia.
Is it in
British Columbia?
British Columbia. Mark told me to say that.
Say Alberta.
Is it in Washington?
Say, yes.
It is in Washington. Yes.
Where's Baylor?
I know this one.
So do I.
Is it in Ohio?
No.
Everything I say, Mark just giggles at.
Well, do you know where it is?
No. I did once. Virginia?
It's in Texas.
It is in Texas.
For real?
Yeah.
What about Marquette?
Where's Butler?
It's in Indiana.
Indiana.
Indianapolis, to be exact.
So when they played in the Final Four there last year, that was like a home game.
But they lost.
Yeah, they only lost one game.
Well, yeah.
What about
the last game?
Marquette.
You always got to win the last game.
Where's Marquette? They've been in the Big East for a while.
I know.
Ooh, I got the next one.
Is this just the top 10, right? The top 25?
I'm looking at, yeah, it's just from the top 25.
Where the crap is Marquette?
I think the only one I would have had trouble with, which I did, was St. Mary's.
Because it sounds like an East Coast school.
It does. It sounds like it should be like in Manhattan.
Yeah, like Boston, Providence.
I would have guessed
like
Virginia.
Yeah.
No, hit the yawn button.
Marquette.
Oh.
Where's Marquette?
I don't know.
Answer is
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh.
They just dropped out of the top 25. Where is Creighton?
I think I know where this is.
Creighton University. Where is Creighton University?
I don't know any of these.
Any guesses?
Well, Wichita State.
Kansas.
Okay.
Rob, do you know where Creighton is?
I want to say New Jersey.
No.
No?
I did not know this.
Pennsylvania?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
You made me angry. No. I want to make sure I get the right Creighton, because there's like 9 different schools sometimes. You know?
I think Syracuse is what?
I got the right Creighton. Creighton University, Omaha, Nebraska.
Hmm. I was way off.
I know. You were saying Syracuse something?
I think this year's good. I think next year's going to be better.
Syracuse is in New York.
It's actually an island off the coast of Italy. Thank you very much. On an island.
Because this year we're losing Chris Joseph and Scoop Jardine. Next year you're going to have all the same guys coming back, hopefully.
Might be getting Nerlens Noel.
I saw that. That guy with the flat top. And we know we got
Dejuan Coleman.
Coleman. Cuban defector.
There's another one. What was his name?
It's another power forward type.
Oh, man, I just saw it.
Melo's going to have another year under his belt.
Yeah.
Carter Williams is going to be starting.
Deion Waiters is going to blow up more.
My father tried to tell me that Waiters might jump.
I don't think so.
I can't see it. Not this year.
Has he looked up Johnny Flynn on the internet lately?
Who? He looked up Wes Johnson?
And Johnny Flynn was better than Deion Waiters.
He had a more complete game. I think Waiters is NBA caliber. But I don't feel like he's going to...
No.
You don't think he's NBA?
No. I think he is, but no. Not now.
Not now. You think Joseph's going to get a little interest in the draft?
A little bit.
I can see him get signed. I don't think he's going to get drafted.
He'd be like a Terrence Roberts type.
Yeah.
There's another Shabazz on the 2012.
Shabazz!
He's number 2 on the ESPNU top 100. He hasn't committed anywhere yet.
He was tweeting the other day that he was mad that Syracuse isn't giving him any love.
Who, Shabazz?
Yeah, or it was on his Facebook.
I find that entertaining.
Jeremy Grant is the other one that signed with Syracuse for next year.
Is he like 6'10", 6'8"?
6'8".
And we also got, what's his name, Cooley?
He's listed as 6'7".
The redshirt freshman from this class?
Oh, I don't even know. He's a white guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooter!
I just threw the Kong under the couch.
Who's got Shooter?
Shooter!
Does that mean he's going to bark?
He might bark. Dog. We're looking at you, puppy.
He's so sad.
We should put a mustache on your dog.
I have a mustache ball dog toy.
Nice.
He might be big enough to hold it now.
Ow.
Baylor has the top recruit signed so far for next year. Isaiah Austin, the number 3.
So the other guy that might sign with Syracuse is a center?
Is it Noel?
Noel, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to actually get size at Syracuse again. You know, for so long it's just like, we're going to play an undersized, rangy athletic center that doesn't score.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You need the Craig Forth back.
Where's J.B. Reeves-Snyder when you need him?
Who's that?
He was the center on the 96 Final Four team.
J.B. Reeves-Snyder?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Sounds more like a butcher. Go here, furniture salesperson. Come down to J.B. Reeves-Snyder's. We got you a deal on orange furniture, and I'm play center for a basketball team.
That's actually what he's doing now.
Is he selling furniture?
I don't know.
Yeah, I really hoped you Googled him and found him.
Well, I can look it up.
Even like Otis Hill. You know?
I just butchered Reeves-Snyder.
I also like how their coaching staff is now a little more updated in terms of players.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopkins.
Adrian Autry.
Jerry.
Laz Sims. How long do you think Boeheim's going to coach for?
Until he dies.
Going to be yelling at a referee. Buzz Williams will be dancing on the other sideline. Man, just aneurysm. I'm going to feel terrible if this happens in a game. This is
God. Six Syracuse basketball.
What does Derek Coleman do?
He cheers?
He does.
Yeah, he's at all the games.
That's what he does.
He tells. Okay.
I bet you he gets seats from the university.
I wonder if he has any coaching experience.
I don't think so. He's really good on the radio.
I think he's a pretty big mentor for some of those guys, though.
Yeah. I enjoy listening to him on the radio.
Coleman is on the radio?
Yeah.
Does he live around here?
I think he's based out of New York.
It's back.
The sound. It's back. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake earlier.
A mistake.
I thought the 96 Final Four was in New Jersey or New Orleans. No, it was in New Jersey.
Was the 80? What was the last one?
87, 96, 2003.
Okay.
I remember the 96 one.
Cuse's in the house. Yeah. I like looking at Wikipedia for things like
this. I remember the 2003 one.
That was a lot of fun. I was in New Orleans for that game.
Were you outside the stadium?
No, I was actually working a concert that night for Real Big Fish and Better Than Ezra.
You must have been so mad.
Oh, no, I got out halftime.
Oh, nice.
And all the security people were wearing orange shirts. That was the color of the shirt. So I was like, yeah! Booyah! J.B. Reefsnyder. Let's Google this guy. Todd Bergen.
So should we release this episode?
Are we still doing Thursday release?
Sure.
So we'll release the last one we taped?
Sure.
This Thursday.
I want this night to get crazy. Get me a shot of snake juice. I hear it has a dope aftertaste.
What was that?
I want this night to get crazy. Get me a shot of snake juice. I hear it has a dope aftertaste.
Did Tom Haverford give him that line?
Yeah, he was reading.
Strippers do nothing for me. I like a strong, salt-of-the-earth, self-possessed woman at the top of her field. Your Steffi Graffs, your Cheryl Swoopses. But I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, any place.
Cheryl Swoopses.
Breaking up the basketball talk. It's Ron Swanson.
J.B. Reefsnyder is in Memphis, where he works as a lawyer specializing in commercial business litigation.
And sells furniture on the side that he makes in his basement workshop.
Very.
Reefsnyder's one mustache away from being Ron Swanson.
Very expensive furniture, Ron Swanson sells.
Yeah. Slab tables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache.
Also,
combs.
Very expensive mustache combs.
Yeah.
There was one other thing recently in Uncrate that he did, wasn't there? Or was that it? I don't know.
I haven't looked at Uncrate much lately. Mainly because I'm just horrifically poor. Somebody out there wants to give me money. You just hit up our Facebook page or email us at BigMustacheThursday@gmail.com.
Mark's going to immediately go home and set up a Big Mustache Thursday PayPal account.
Hey, go right to me, baby.
Don't do that.
Straight cash, homie.
Griswold, no. No. No.
Griswold,
no.
What are you chewing on?
No.
Nom, 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 nom.
No, Griswold.
Andy, did you see the shirt shuttle on Uncrate?
No. Yes. Yes, I did.
It's a hard
case. It looks kind of pointless.
It's a hard case for your button-up shirts.
You know, Andy, you just need one for your sweater vest, too.
It's $50.
What is wrong with my sweater vests?
You just need a case for them.
I've become the teacher that wears sweater vests at school.
This simple travel helper features a curved-edged folding board to ensure your shirt remains uncreased and with a lightweight, water-resistant case that's specially formed to keep your collar looking great. Includes inner pads to help minimize creases and integrated hanging...
Mark, you have a burp button.
Keeping the rest of your wardrobe looking nice is up to you.
That looks... It looks pretty legit.
You want it, don't you?
Do you see it, Mark?
Yes. It's made out of Kevlar.
I'm looking at it right now with my face. Your face. In my face. What did you just...
5 minutes.
Just give us a Jacob something face.
Just there it is. Our technical producers now telling us that we have 5 minutes left.
$50 for a shirt.
To live.
Whoa.
I went there.
Really?
Yeah. And that actually is great because my list is done.
We have nothing on the list?
Oh, no. You know what? We do have one thing left under unicorns.
Finally.
The best, newest dog game to play to get Dolph. Griswold now plays Get Doll Off. So right now, we're going to go hide Andy somewhere in the house.
Anywhere in the house.
Griswold is really good at this. I'm going to hide right now.
Right now.
All right.
Go. Hide.
Wish we had portable mics.
I know. Run. Go.
Where's Griswold?
All right. I'm going to leave with Andy's iPad and his computer and his car. If you guys can hear me say this and are listening right now, don't tell him.
Well, if you sell them, I'll split.
Yeah, there he goes.
There he goes.
Get Doll Off.
Griswold, get Doll Off.
All you hear is just the dog thundering through the house.
Just hear crashing and whining and panting.
And then there's the dog.
And then Griswold finds him.
Where is he, Griswold?
Go find him. No. Oh, no.
Griswold, come here.
He's got Andy's scent.
He just crashed through the studio.
Go.
He's angry. Griswold, come here.
He can't find Doll-Off.
Go get Doll-Off. Go find Doll-Off.
Where is he?
Find him. Find Doll-Off.
There he is.
He got him.
Oh, no!
Andy just slammed the dog with a door. Accidentally opening it on Andy. Oh, poor Griswold.
Broke his face.
Oh, look at the dog's on top of Andy. The dog won.
Yay, Griswold!
He's still attacking.
I wish we could get a video of that.
Oh, we could.
Next time we'll get a video.
I have the portable microphone in my car too.
And we'll use the portable mic, so we'll mic Andy up in a hiding spot.
We'll put a camera on the dog and a camera on Andy, and get him a helmet cam.
We can do that. We can attach one of my flip cam to in the hard shell to Griswold. Oh, watch the equipment.
Use a split screen of Andy's camera and the dog's camera.
And Rob and I just laughing at both.
That'd be good stuff to put on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So if you have other suggestions... Ooh. See, Griswold wants to play.
We're going to go now.
I think that's a great way to end it. See you on the stash side. We're done, aren't we?
We owe the Beatles $11 million.
We're done.